Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. Now, today I'm going to talk about type and probably something you've heard me say before, but I want to go deeper into it. But before I get into it, I actually want to just share something that I'm playing around with the universe right now. Because it's actually what got me here to this podcast topic today. So as you may or may not be aware, I've been really, playing around with conscious manifesting. So I'm someone who, you know, I remember as a young child being really like I could manifest anything, it felt like. And of course I did, because we're all manifesting all the time. But obviously as a child, I was more aware of manifesting the things that I did want as opposed to a young adult that I became starting to manifest more of the things that I didn't want. And lately I really want to lighten things up. Because I love to work, I love to obsess about my work, I've been teaching a lot, coaching a lot, working a lot, and a part of me is ready to lighten things up a bit. So part of that has definitely brought me back around to the next run at manifesting. So I have been playing a fun manifesting game, just manifesting three random things a week. And I think I might have shared in one of my last podcasts, I think week one was a purple car. It blew my mind that within 48 hours I'd manifested this purple hatchback car. So cool. Now, one of the realizations I've actually come to over the last couple of weeks, and especially last week, whatever I had put out for myself, it had been... inverted commas, delivered, but I kind of looked at it and went, oh, that's not quite how I expected it to be, so that's not it. And it really dawned on me in this moment, it dawned on me that it's kind of like I ask the universe for things often and I send them back without ever receiving them. And this is not a good thing, people. We want to receive everything. You know, like you might want to manifest a job and you manifest a job and it's not quite right. It's okay not to take that job, but you still must receive it. Like, thank you, universe. This is fantastic. I love it. So this triggered me into this new intention that I set for this week, that every single sign, every single synchronicity I was going to fully receive. I've got a new list of things to manifest. But especially over the weekend, I went back and went, okay, so these things really did manifest straight away. So gave it all a little bit more love. I did more gratitude on it this morning. So really just practicing receiving and gratitude, right? This is something that we do every day, but sometimes we need to put a little bit more added consciousness to it. So this is what I'm doing. I'm having another up-leveling in my own manifestation. Now, part of this journey is that one of the things that has always tripped me up, and I know this is probably going to sound weird to you, but one of the things that has often tripped me up is the question, so what do you do? Okay, because I do so many things, but in a nutshell, I transform people's lives quickly through helping you understand your energy and living in alignment instead of resistance. Like, look at me go. I can tell you really easily. However, until this morning, I couldn't have told you it that easily because, and I really want to share this little story with you. Last night, as I was going off to sleep, I set my intention and I said, in my dream tonight, or as I wake up in the morning, can you please deliver me my message? What is it that people want to hear from me? What is it that I do? And the reason behind all of this for me is because I can bang on about what I do on so many different levels, whether it's energy or it's behavior or it's coaching or it's teaching or it's creating content or it's whatever, right? But it was that succinct thing. Every other time people had asked me this thing, I would try and run out some version of my elevator pitch that I'd tried to create really, you know, awkwardly, and because it, some marketer had told me to do it that way. Now, this morning, after setting that intention, I had a vague awareness that I dreamt something along those lines, but I had no memory of it. And I went out on my walk, and I was, another thing I'm investing on at another level is the last month I've really been investing in my own morning rituals and routines. I have gate 5, and I'm really investing in this, and wow, like big shifts for me. Anyway, so I get out, I'm walking the dog, I walk past a friend's house, she happens to walk out at the same time, and she says, "Oh, I've been looking forward to catching up with you. What do you do?" And of course, my jaw hit the floor, because I've just started promoting on my private Facebook page, which I haven't been using up until now, and for whatever reason, I've decided to start doing it. So of course, she started to see some of my posts. And nearly the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, "What do you do?" Which is the intention that I set the night before. Then I just open my mouth. And of course, because I'm talking to a friend, it just all comes out. And not only that, but we had a conversation. We probably spoke for about 5 or 6, 7 minutes like that. And then she brings me back to a specific thing. She says, "Oh, I especially liked it when you said this." And I'm like, "Stop it, universe. Like, you are here. You are listening." And this time I'm receiving. So this is the one thing I really want you just to hear. I wanted to share this story with you because I love you guys and you're the best. And I know you're out there and we're walking a really similar journey. So I wanted to share this so you guys can do the same thing. But remember, please, always fully receive your manifestations, receive your guidance, receive the things that are coming to you. And then if it's not quite right, you can ask for something new, but make sure you receive and show gratitude first. Anyway, so that's my little story for you. Now, today, as another serendipitous thing, the reason why I'm doing the subject of this podcast today is because last week I had a conversation with my peers mastermind, and they mentioned something about someone's doing a look at me, I can't even say it because I don't want to, this is certainly not a judgment or a criticism. I don't want to put anyone else down because everyone out there is doing great work. But someone mentioned someone running a course for one specific type, let's say. And I just kind of lost it. Like, I just went on a rant. And as I'm ranting, I can see the girls looking at me going, "Oh, this is really important." And one of the girls one of the women in my peer mastermind, so this isn't the one I'm teaching, this is the one that we learn and grow every week together. She's like, "Oh, that so resonates with me." And she's a manifesting generator, and she really never resonated with her type and all the talk about what manifesting generators are like. So I went on this big rant about how I feel like people are doing a disservice to those out there that are coming to human design. Of course, they want to know type. And those people who are just teaching type and teaching all of the details in type are really, really leading people astray. Now, how do I know this? Oh, and the other serendipitous thing that I really want to share is that someone messaged me this morning on Instagram and she said, "I don't resonate with my type." I'm like, boom. Thanks, Sylvia. Now I'm doing the podcast. This is for you, sweets. So as a behavioralist, I want to explain a few things and I want to tell you the purpose of my rant and really try to empower you, okay? So no matter what type you are less different than other types than you think you are. Yes, correct. Now I know that Certain types do like to group together a lot more. And again, this is not a judgment or a criticism or a separation. I want to bring everyone back into the fold. And I notice that projectors separate themselves a lot. Now, this is doing yourself massive detriment, because you're learning, you are actually learning from a point of view where you're being told who you are. And that's keeping you trapped, because you're being told what a projector is. Now, the truth of the matter is that let me teach you how to master your energy. That will set you free. Mastering your energy will set you free. But being told who you are through type will only keep you trapped. Okay? Now, why is this specifically? Okay. The reason why is because the moment you use the words, I am a projector, I am a manifesting generator, I am a manifester, and then you learn all the stuff about the type, you are putting on that identity and effectively conditioning yourself. You are not looking to your chart, which is your unique blueprint, the way your energy works. You are listening to someone telling you an archetype that potentially is conditioning you. Okay, and this is really, really, really important, because the whole purpose of human design is to set us free, not to keep us trapped. It is to become our own gurus, to be able to look at our energy and go, does that feel correct for me? Does that not feel correct for me? Does that work for me? Does that not work for me? What does my internal guidance say about that? And this is how I really want to be empowering you. And for all the people who are separating types, like, good on you guys for bringing human design to everybody. Like, I love it. It's freaking awesome. And I get that your intentions are good and, you know, potentially I'm going to continue to use the projector thing. Like, yeah, it can be really tough being a projector in a generator world, right? For sure. However, understand your energy. Understand that you need these generators and these manifesting generators. Understand how your energy works with them. Understand that you have, you know, what makes you a projector. It's not just that you don't have a sacral defined. It's that you have a lot of projected channels. Yeah? So this is the thing I really want to empower everyone. That often we are actually getting conditioned by learning just our type and our strategy. In fact, we can be being conditioned through learning any of this. So this is why I really want to make sure that you set out with an intention and that you implement everything that you learn through the view of, does this feel correct for me? Does this give me energy? Does it not give me energy? Do I feel like I want to obsess over this or not? Do I have an urge for this or not? Do I just want to hang out and see how I feel in a few days? So it's really important that you are going from the inside out, okay? So you're not just listening to another guru, applying whatever they tell you to do, and skipping over the whole who you're actually being on the inside, okay? Now, the other thing that I really want to share with you is that often you are conditioned, okay? So we're all conditioned. We're exposed to, you know, what is conditioning? Conditioning is being exposed to other people's belief systems, thoughts, you know, values, all sorts of things. Other people's stuff, if you like, but specifically beliefs. Like, they're the big game player. And from a young age, from the moment we pop out till about the age of 7, we are heavily conditioned because our brain doesn't have a filter. So it takes things in as truth, and then they become our beliefs. And then we grow up and we keep those beliefs, and we're operating from our inner child, the part of us that's probably been hurt or wounded, or we're operating from these beliefs that our parents gave us, or so on and so forth. Okay. Now, one of the big things that can happen when we learn our human design is we can, and this is a behavioral thing. So this is the same with any behavioral profile. I see it all the time. And I shared it with the mastermind group at the beginning as well, that often you might read your design or you might get information. Instead of going, oh my God, that's totally me, you're like, oh my God, that's totally not me. And now it might be the type thing, because I know this happens for a lot of people, that they don't resonate with the type thing. But there is also a part of you that you just need to be aware of, that your conditioning might be the part of you that's preventing you resonating with this information. So what do we do about it? The important thing to do is just start with understanding how your energy works. Understand that if you, go for type. So what's specific about type? So understand that you are either an energy being or a non-energy being. Understand that if you're a manifestor, you have this huge aura, this really huge, almost influential aura that kind of takes up space. Or if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, you're very enthusiastic, excited. And if you're not, then you're probably saying yes to way too many things. If you're a projector, you know, if you're working your heart out and you're nearly burnt out, it's time to cut those hours back and start to trust your own wisdom. You know, the biggest thing I see with projectors is just taking their foot off the accelerator and trusting their wisdom. Now, we all need to trust, and there's different reasons why some people are going to be better at trusting themselves and loving themselves and others are not, you know, and that's got to do with the heart center and the G center. That is not type. So our conditioning can also block us from resonating, from understanding or taking on board these things about ourselves. So again, this is where I want you to feel into it. Learn your authority and play with your authority. Learn your strategy and play with your strategy. But stay open-minded and understand two things, that you are not your design and your design is not you. It's a blueprint of how your energy works. Like one of the best examples I've heard ever was someone said, it's like the soul comes into this life with an intention. And that intention goes shopping for a suit. And that is your human design. So your human design is the best fitting suit for your soul's intention. It's not who you are, it's how your energy is designed to be. Okay? So the purpose of this podcast was really just to open up your awareness to the understanding that human design, this suit, right, is meant to be setting you free, not keeping you trapped. So the purpose of today's podcast was really to empower you to make sure that you're not using your human design as a crutch to potentially be conditioned by somebody else, by something that is going to allow your ego to stay in control. I really want you to see that you are not who other people tell you you are. And your energy, you're the master of it. Or at least you're the one who's going to be given the tools to master it. So please understand that there is no one correct answer for everyone. And type is just, I mean, at the end of the day, type apparently wasn't even part of the revelation. You know, this is something that Ra made up later so that he could teach it. So, as I say, the whole purpose of this podcast is to set you free and just make sure that you understand that there is more beneath type that's going to really feel like you, especially if you're someone who doesn't resonate with your type or is resonating with your type but still not getting the results. It's because either your conditioning's keeping you blocked, and you need to look underneath the hood and discover a little bit more about your energy. Okay, everyone, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a great podcast and I so look forward to having you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.